not always a blessing, right? It's a brach. Bila Morasha, gave plenty of blessing to Kilal Israel. And our Chacham gave to us, every blessing that he gave us became to a kvala. Because when a person doesn't know how to handle a bracha, doesn't know how to handle it, becomes a curse to him. We had seen, and I'm sure you can relate to that, people who had become wealthy overnight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had blessed them, and they become arrogant people. They don't even return a phone call of a person. Not always having more is a blessing. All the brachos of Bilam Harasha became a klala, except one of them, that even he was not able to change. And that was Matu Olecha Yaakov, Mishkanotecha Israel. How beautiful is your ohel, your tent, your house, Yaakov. Because every ohel of Yaakov, every house of Yaakov is a Mishkan, is a place of Hashad Shekhina. That you cannot change. That you cannot curse. That you cannot change. A person who builds a house and his intention is to be Makam of Hashad Shekhina, there is nothing in the world that can ruin that household. We are so fortunate in our city that we have with us Rabbi Hofer, the one that is really paradigm of this idea. How many families, how many different people they go to him for Shalom Bayis, how many people they go, and not from his own congregation, from others, from all over, they go to him to ask Etzah, Betushia, and he always tries to build the house of the Jewish nation, to tell them, to teach them and guide them that there should be a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishkan for Hashad Shekhinah. It's my honor to ask Rabbi Hofer to address us.
I look around the room right now and see so many people who have come to hear Divrei Hesedrus as it was advertised. Just, I think what comes to my mind is the pasuk, was Nibiru Yir Hashem Ishol Yehu Vayachshav Hashem Vayishma. When Yirei Hashem, when people who seek and want to fear the Rabbanu Shalom, they come together and they try to be mechazik each other. And all of you are saying, you're not right now saying to each other, but really that's what's in your hearts. We come to be mechazik each other. And on that it says in the pasuk, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. The Rabbanu Shalom listens and he's smiling, and he definitely is smiling at this gathering, and it brings an enormous nachas ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom. I would like to speak, my words tonight, I would like to speak about something that I would call Kedushas Habayis, the sanctity of our home. I'm going to maybe talk about certain things that you just heard the Rosh Hashiva speak about, refinement in speech. And the Gemara, in Chagiga, the Mishnah says that there are things that a lot of times that really shouldn't be spoken about in public. In Dorshin, you don't speak about certain issues in public. They're better said privately, one to another. But there are times that it's imperative, just because there are issues that need to be dealt with, and there are issues that need to be communicated one to another, and it doesn't suffice just to speak to one or two people on an individual basis. You can't accomplish what you normally would like to accomplish. So I ask the Rabbanu Shalom from Mechila, and I ask all of you from Mechila at the same time. There's something that's called a preamble to the Constitution. There's something that defines a mission, defines a purpose, defines the purpose for the country, for the institution, or whatever it might be. And Klal Yisrael has that preamble as well. Moshe Rabbeinu communicated, and he spoke, and he was the messenger, the sirsur between Yisrael and Kutcha Brichu. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Moshe Rabbeinu the mission statement for Klal Yisrael. And he asked of them, and he asked one thing, before I talk to you about, to a degree, the Protim, before I talk to you about the Aseres HaDvorim, and before I talk to you about all of the Tayyad Mitzvahs which are Nichlal and the Aseres HaDvorim, first, let me tell you, let me ask of you, are you willing to accept what I think, what the purpose, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, is Klal Yisrael? And those words were, Atem Tiyutli Mamleches Koyanim Begoy Kodesh. I ask of you, if you're willing to accept, to be a Mamleches Koyanim, a nation of priests, and a Begoy Kodesh, a holy, holy people. That's what I ask of you. No more, no less. These are the things that I'm asking you. Are you willing to accept that? A goy kodesh. We're not talking about kedusha. Sometimes we use that phrase, that word, inappropriately. We're not talking about precious, which are things of Hasidus. We're talking about Kedusha, and Kedusha just means I would like you to live a spiritual life. I'd like your life to be one of holiness, which means not a life where you run and live for Tivus, as the Ramban talks about in Kedusha, but live a spiritual life, and are you willing to live that way? If you look, there are some magnificent words in the Tanya about, you know, the potential ger who came and told, asked Hillel to teach him the Torah on one foot, and he told him, "Adesoni loch lechavruch leisavit." Take a look in the Tanya. I think it's in Perk Lamed Beis. The yisod of everything, he says, "Bein odom lachaber, and bein odom lamokom." Everything that we are asked is just one thing: to live a neshama dikaleben, to live a spiritual life, a more spiritual life, where people, we're human beings, and all of that is true. But you're a special people, and you're an elevated people. You can be, and I ask of you: this is what I ask of you: live a more spiritual life. Are you willing to do that? And that was Klal Yisrael's resounding clarion call answer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Nasa v'Nishma, we're willing and we want to live that way. We, everybody, are created with chesronos. We were created with human frailties, and we're imperfect, by far, very far from being perfect. And that is the plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have our chesronos, we have our shortcomings, and we're a people that are krutzei chomer, we're made of chomer, of chumrius, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're lacking. I want you to go out there and try to be mashlim yourself. That's your tafkid, with the Torah and mitzvahs as the guideline. Living that life of Torah and mitzvahs, become more of an Odom HaSholem, become a greater person, a more elevated person, a more spiritual person. This is what I'm asking of you. But we have to recognize, and we have to know, that we are people that have chesronos, and that is essential for living life, knowing that we fight a battle, every single one of us, the godel, the kotim, the godel mechaveru, yitzro godel mimenu, in different aspects of life, in different aspects, everybody has a yetzer, and the godel has a bigger yetzer, kol godel mechaveru, yitzro godel mimenu, in different areas. We have to recognize certain things, and we have to be honest. In the Torah it says, when the Torah talks about tzitzis, and to make a zecher, and to put a zecher, and never forget that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why put some kind of a zecher on your beged, a beged that you're always wearing, that is always with you, and remember what your tafid and your mission is. And when you have that remembrance, it will enable you to veloisa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem asher atem zonim achareihem. I ask of you not to stray your eyes. Don't stray after your heart. Chazal talk about that's minus. V'achrei enechem. Achrei enechem refers to arayis. It refers to those things that are not mutter to us, other than, you know, our wives. Loisa surah, there's a lot in the Torah. But listen how the Torah writes it. Loisa surah achrei levavchem achrei enechem asher atem zaynim achareihem. What does that mean, asher atem zaynim achareihem? I don't know if you've ever thought about these words. Asher atem zaynim achareihem means that you have a tendency. You were created that way. You were created as a person because you have your shortcomings. You have that tendency. And I'm asking you, always remember. Make a zecher for yourself. Always try to remember. Make gedorim for yourself. Because man has that netiyah. He has that tendency. And I'm asking you not to live that way. But if it says in the Torah, Asher atem zayim achareihem, it means that we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to recognize that it's something that is real. That every single one of us, unless you get to a point where David HaMelech says, or Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Livi Chol Bekirbi, but those are exceptions in all the thousands of years. Such people don't exist today. It doesn't exist. So there's an atiyah. And if there's an atiyah, we have to do something to help ourselves that we don't become entrapped in the atzas ha-yeser when it comes to these areas. The wife of Nochemin Shgamzu had a son-in-law who Klal Yisrael went to when they needed rain to daven for him. So there's a long story in the Gemara, and I don't want to speak about the whole Gemara. It's a wonderful Gemara. There's so much to learn from in Tanis. But one of the things that you find in the Gemara there is that he was out in the fields, working in the fields, and wouldn't speak to the people who came to him, who were shluchim on the part of the rabbanim, to ask them to daven for gishomim. Anyway, he comes into the city, he comes home, closer towards home, and his wife greets him. And she's dressed very nicely. Outside, she goes to greet him. And the Talmidim questioned many of his hanhogas that he had the whole day, from when he wouldn't greet them at the outset, and how he did certain things, and his zehirus in momen and other people's momen and all of the above. But they asked him, why was it that your wife was dressed that way? And he says, this tzaddik, you don't even find that he is a tana, in the sense we find no memories in the Gemara from him. But they went on the gebet, fageshomim. They asked for rain. He was a tzaddik that they asked to be mispallel, and the Rebbeinu Shalom listened to his tefillahs. And he said, "Kidei shloyeten ein abi isha acheres. Kidei shloyeten ein abi isha acheres." That she dresses that way because she wants to be a wife that's going to be a helpmate to me. She's going to be a helpmate to me. Because I have an atiyah. Because, or there's a possibility and I need help. And I appreciate her help. And that's why she did what she did. I speak to a lot of people, to individuals, men, women, couples. And issues of intimacy in couples' lives play such an important role in their relationships. And I can't tell you, you know, I would like to talk about Shalom Bayis, and you don't realize how much these things affect everything else that happens at home. How you deal with each other when it comes to other issues, but the pressures and the resentments and the difficulties that there are, and then sometimes how you act with children, all because there's something underlying there, and that has to do with relationships and relationships when it comes to these issues. And, you know, one thing is, I want to make it clear, I'm talking to men. And I'm talking to men as part of a couple who can do their part and must do their part in engendering and enabling this relationship to be a much healthier one and a much better one. Clearly, you know, for a woman to be satisfied and to want a relationship and an intimate relationship, she needs to feel happy. She needs to feel happy in this marriage. She needs to feel wanted, she needs to feel loved, and she needs to feel appreciated. And when that happens, when two people get together, the pasuk says, Vayeda. That's the way the Torah, that's the way in Tanakh, Torah talks about intimacy. There's a lashon of Vayeda. Vayeda means he knew her. They became more one in their minds. That means there was a much greater love. And this is the way that Rabbeinu Shalom, in his infinite Chochmah, understood that this is the way that can be accomplished. This yediyah, this appreciation, this enabling them to be so much more one, fusing into one, this is something that will enable that to happen. This is the way that Rabbeinu Shalom wanted it, the Chochmah Seyoel Yonim. And that is something that is critical. That is most, most critical. But, and that's the Aleph, and that's not something that I would like to talk about tonight because, you know, if that Aleph is not there, then we'll never get any place. Never. But I would like to talk about a Bez. And the Bez is that there needs to be an understanding on the part of our Nishaychayim, and that has to come from you. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, young, older a little, where these are issues, and I'm telling you, I can't emphasize it strongly enough how prevalent these issues are in marriages. There needs to be an understanding of my, your husband, of my needs in a nice way, in a loving way, in an affectionate way, where this is the way that Rabbi Shalom created me, and I need my wife to be a helpmate to me. I need her to be supportive of me. I need to grow with my wife. And if I was created with a certain need, just because that's the way that Rabbeinu Shalom created me, Rabbi Akiva, Abaye, and Rabbi, you find it in the Gemara, all over. it's a fact of life with Ketanim, Gedolim, everybody. But you can help me. You can help me. You can help me be my chaimah. It's not a demand. It's not something that I insist. It's not something, you know, that you talk with strength. It's something that you talk with love, with understanding of what a relationship can be, where each one can help the other one with those things that are difficult for them, and they need their help in order to be a greater person, a better person, a more elevated person. It's not something to be embarrassed about, but it's something to be talked about, not with frankness, but with love and with understanding and with sensitivity. And whose wife, if her husband is not good to him, doesn't want to help her husband grow, and doesn't want her husband to be a bigger person and a better person. So it's not something that's embarrassing to talk about. It's not something that shows who am I, ich bin a prosta mensch. It's not what it is. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shloimeh made me, asher atem zoynim achareihem. You can be my helpmate. You can be my soulmate and my helpmate. Again, you have to be a certain kind of a person. You have to be a caring husband, a husband who cares for his wife and has shown his wife that. But they need to understand, and you're a male and that's a female, and they're different, and you're different from each other. But when there's an openness and there's a frankness, and when there's an ability to talk and not to fight, and it's not confrontational, but it's done in a loving way, then I can't tell you how often it has helped and make marriages so much more beautiful and so much more loving when you have this. When you have this kind of a discussion and this kind of talk, don't be afraid. It doesn't show anything wrong about you. It says it shows you're honest, and it shows somebody wants to grow, as long as it's done in a proper way, in a nice way, and in a sensitive way. It's not for now, but take a look. Take a look at the Rambam in Sof Hilchos Yisur Rebiyah when he talks about these issues. We're facing the same kinds of issues when it comes to, you know, issues with computers and issues with the internet. I just want to make it clear at the outset that I'm in no way suggesting that this is something that you should have. But it's a fact of life that there are certain people, many people, who need this for their businesses, and for whatever reason have made a decision to have it. But again, we have natias. And my spouse can't be what you would like, and what I would hope you would like is that your spouse is a chaima for you when it comes to this as well. I don't know if some of you can remember the time you got married, but you know, your wife, at least amongst Ashkenazim, I see it sometimes with Svardim today as well, but the woman walks around the husband. And, you know, people talk about all kinds of reasons why that is. But it's one plain and simple reason. A woman declares, and she declares publicly, I would like to be a chayma for you. A chayma. A chayma. I would like to make our house a holy place. And I would like to be that chayma where you don't have to stray. This is what a woman declares publicly in front of everybody. That's what that message is all about. And if you're going to use a computer, if you're going to use that, there's nobody that doesn't need a shmira. Something like that, I should need a shmira, I should do something wrong. If you're normal, If you were created normal, the way that Rebbeinu Shlomo created us, you need a shmira. You need a shmira. And you have to be honest. And it doesn't say anything about your chesrayus. The Rambam, take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Sefer Chasidus Rabbeinu, where Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Tarfon, he means, used to tell his Talmidim, his Zoharim, be careful when you see me with my daughter, even with my daughter or with my daughter-in-law, be careful that I act appropriately. And the Rambam says he wasn't embarrassed to say that because he wanted the Talmidim to learn. As a mensch is a mensch. This is the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made us. And we need shmiras. We need that, desperately. So, if that's something that you need, besides some of the things that you can do, you know, for the computer itself, which I think that is going to be talked about tonight. But more than anything, when you have an understanding wife, and you can talk to her in a nice way, again, a person shouldn't think, and a wife shouldn't think, my husband needs a shmira. My husband has a havamina. Ich bin a mensch. I'm a person, and I'm a human being, and that's the way that Rebbeinu Shel Olam made me. My wife, who loves me, be a shemeres for me. Help me. Take care of me, and I'll be greatly and deeply indebted to you. Take care of me and help me grow. So if my wife is able to look and to see, because you ask her to see the places that I visit on my computer because I had to, she shouldn't feel that she's being a mashgiach. She shouldn't feel, I'm going to be a mashgiach, my husband, what does it do to our relationship? She should feel great that her husband trusts her, that her husband wants her to help him, and that her husband says, let us grow together. Help me where I need help, and be there with me. Be there with me. I can't tell you, when you have this kind of a talk in a sensitive way, in a loving way, in an understanding way, what it could do to a relationship between the two of you. I just would like to speak about one other issue, which again the Rosh Hashiva spoke about. I just would again like to be a little more open. If it's not within the Gidra Atznius, again I ask for a mechila. A husband and a father cannot be a tyrant at home. A husband is a baal, a husband is the gever, but tough and, you know, strong and rough are not, thus a nishkan yiddish man. That's not a Jewish husband, and that's not his role. But there is a role of strength of a house, which is asked of us. We have responsibilities as husbands, and we have responsibilities as fathers. Again, not, you know, to come down with a sledgehammer, but it's our responsibility. And when it comes to issues of tznius, and I'm specifically talking now about dress, those are our responsibilities. And if we don't take care of it, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to have time to tell us chas v'shalom. That's our responsibility. It's not your wife's, and it's not your... Obviously, there needs to be a partnership here, and there needs to be the right words at home. Again, not tough words and not insistent words, but words that just warm the bias for these things that are so important to us. sometimes the feeling out amongst many of us is, I just can't talk about this issue because everybody else is doing it. And I have to pick my fights. And when it comes to Chassidus, and when it comes to these kinds of issues, it's correct, it's right. But when it comes to issues that are so basic, that are basic to who we are as a people, and in the Torah it says, "V'hoyim machanecha kodesh." In the Torah it says, "V'lo yir b'chayer v'asdavor chas v'shalom v'shav me'acharecha." We so desperately want the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence amongst Klal Yisrael. We so desperately want the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence in our batim, in our holy batim. The Rebbeinu Shalom writes, "V'shav me'acharecha." That's the one thing that he writes very openly. "V'shav me'acharecha." I can't take that when there's chas v'shalom and ervas dover. And there is, has become, it has crept into our homes and in our community, you know, a type of address where, because that's prevalent out there, and we don't want to, our wives, our daughters don't want to look different in a way, or just want to look to a certain degree stylish, and clothes that are tight-fitting, and materials that are tight-fitting, that accentuate a woman's body, which we're people, we're men, and that attracts our attention. Asher atem zomim achareihem. It's hazoi shtein detoyer. That's who we are. And for us to be chas v'shalom, to let our spouses and our children, our daughters, our precious daughters, to be that kind of a michshol chas v'shalom, v'shav me'acharecha. I just want to end with a Gemara. And it's a Gemara that sounds quite, I say very clearly, extreme and frightening. But there's a message. There's a message there. It's also a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Yosef Rebovin. He left his Rebbe, who was Rabbi Yosef Demin Yukris, and he went in to learn by Rabbi Ashi. And Rav Ashi asked him, he said, when he came, and Rav Ashi said a shtickel toda, and he found out that the person who's coming to him is Rav Yossi the Menuchrus, Rav Yossi the Rebovin. He asked him, "Why did you leave your Rebbe? Why did you leave Rav Yossi the Menuchrus?" And he says, "He was too extreme for me. I don't want to go into all the whole Gemara there. But he was too extreme and I couldn't. I couldn't live like that." So what was it that happened? So he tells him one story. He had a daughter, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yukris, who was a beautiful young woman. And she was outside in her chutzah, and on the other side of a fence was this person, he found him to be pushing aside the mechitza and looking at his daughter, gazing at his daughter. So he says, if this is what you're causing, then it's better that you're not alive. And what happened, what he said. You have to understand that was extreme, as it says in the Torah. Because she did nothing wrong. She was this tznua, didn't dress inappropriately. Was it tznua? It was somebody else's great shortcoming that did what he did. But there's a yesod. As mein tochter zol zayna michshol, that my daughter, my precious daughter, my precious wife, that I love so, should be a michshol for somebody else. It can't be. That's the message. That's what it says there. There are times that, and these are the times, and you know what the avira, you know what kind of an avir there is outside there. We have to have homes, special homes, Kiddush Yiddika homes, where instead of Chas V'Sholom, V'Shov Me'acharecha, the Rabban Yishalom will be there and stay there and live there and not die in bayis. The Rabban Yishalom should help that Natschus, we should all have Ksiva Chasim Etoive and Agud Geben Shtiyo.
You cannot help but take always what Rabbi Hoffer speaks, love, care, and concern. The volume of your seminar, I left. Thank you very much, Rabbi Hoffer.